Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new day may be dawning in Sudan with the repeal of some of its harshest religion laws. The biggest change? Islam is no longer the primary source of law. Plus, the new government invited church leaders to be part of the process. So that's great news, right? Well, a Christian worker we're calling Ken says yes and no.
These are the same people who just a few months ago were putting people in prison. And now they're inviting them to come be a part of the conversation. You have to go in, but you have to go in with your eyes open and bathed in prayer.
The nature of the Sudanese church is at stake.
In the next 2 years, December 2022, there'll be another election. Nobody knows what's going to happen then. A lot of speculation. But in the meantime, we have about 3 years that God can open up doors. We just need to be ready.
And did you know that there are still over 1,000 Muslim people groups who've never heard the true gospel of Jesus Christ? Frontiers USA hopes to change that. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers says,
we want to see viral movements of the gospel among every Muslim people group by 2025 and beyond. One of the ways we do that, of course, is by recruiting, training, and sending workers into Muslim people groups.
It's ultimately for the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Inspired by this mission with Frontiers, LaHaye released a new song for the Advent season, a reimagining of O Come Emmanuel. As we reflect this Christmas on Jesus' first coming, LaHaye's song looks forward to Christ's second coming as well. You can hear the song and support Frontiers through missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.